We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, welcome to the show. This is Mike Young with Love My Renovation Project. My, in case you didn't, is my initials. Love Mike Young's Renovation Project. Anyway, welcome to Love the Project. Well, we're discuss all things regarding renovation, whether FHA 203K homes, just to name a couple, or any of the other seven renovation loan programs that are out there. We're happy to with straight renovation too, has no loan involved. Believe it or not, we have some clients that buy with no loans involved. Not great. I've got to change one more thing and hit enter. Got it. Sorry for that. Anyway, there seems to be a great deal of consultants thinking there's no work for them, as always. I keep seeing this in all the books. There's just too many of us out here. Somebody's too many, and we're rich and we're poor. We don't have any. If you don't have business, it's because you aren't marketing your business. If you're sitting around, you got on the HUD list waiting for people to call you, and you live in Hoboken, let's pick a different town. Let's pick a town called, because there is one called, but look at the town of Pilot, South Carolina. I don't know if it's a town there or not, but it's Pilot, South Carolina. And there are no 3K loans going to Pilot. They're not going to find you. You understand that? You on a list that searches zip code. Get on that list. Let it. We found not too long ago a lender called us and said, "Man, I've called everybody in that entire state. Nobody's. Can you get us a 203K consultant?" I said, "Yes, if you promise me one next time, give me that first. Give me the chance to call those consultants in that state." Because believe me, a lot of consultants will do stuff for us normally do. We were able to find a consultant less than 5 miles from this project in the state with our search engines. So don't just admit there's no consultants there. And we keep our consultant list updated regards to whether or not they're still doing it. But marketing, I found over the years that the more consultants I have in the marketing area, the more projects will do. If you think about it, if we got one consultant there talking it up versus 30 consultants out there talking it up, it just comes and tells you there's going to be more jobs. And believe it or not, a rising tide lifts all to the harbor. That means everybody's going to do more. Everybody's going to be the blue. But I really emphasize enough. Our order forms, place your orders with us. We have several lenders that place 100% of their orders with us. And Nash, we locate consultants for them. So if you're a consultant, you're looking for more work, get on our list. We're happy to talk with you and get you on that list and for our referral partners. I also made an offer on my last show prior to leaving vacation. For any consultant that wants more work, to get on our referral list. That sound familiar? Anyway, if you'd like to be part of the today, call us at 888-627-6. Ask your questions. Tell us about a project that you have done that really went well or went south. And how'd you correct it? How'd you go? You're a consultant. If you're a homeowner and you're having a problem, 203K, you don't have to tell us what state you're in. Obviously, you're in the confusion. But a lot of people, if you at our 203-911 web, go to 203-911, tell us about your problem. You don't have to be able to do it. You are okay with being there, get on there and tell us what problems you had, and let's see if we can't work your way through it. While most tools, another renovation type project, go off without a hitch, from time you may find yourself with nobody to talk. So the lender's not responding to your questions, the contractor's not being any help, the contractor's screaming for payment, the work isn't done, but your consultant stuff, anything like that, we could probably help you, and at little or no cost to you. I thought that was a real moneymaker, but it turned out to be a real help hand for, and we don't charge for most of the work. If we can handle it over the phone, lickety-split for you, and we don't write letters and call people, we just tell you how to do it. Live with that. Will help you at no cost to you. It's only when you ask us to do those for you do we charge a nominal fee. So, topic that you'd like us to discuss more specific terms, want to be on a radio, then just go to the 3K911, scroll down to the message, and tell us what's going on. Let's see, what's in store today? Last week we asked, a lender that out there that would own to a nonprofit organization. And believe it or not, we got three lenders from that last week's call that actually back to us and said, yeah, two of them were merely buyers. Well, what's involved? Why would we do that? And I'm thinking, why would you not do that? Nonprofits are a gold mine. Guys, if you're a lender loans and you want to make loans but you only want to train one once, then nonprofits go. One nonprofit trained and you get their first K out of the way and it was successful, then HUD will allow them to do two or three more. And once those are done, HUD will allow them to do any more as they want. Multiple at the same time if they qualify. What helps them qualify is everybody on their board of directors so qualifying. You've got more people guaranteeing this thing is going to be successful than you can imagine. Why would you not? Probably get a lender's license, a lender and that would loan to nonprofits and make a career, a very healthy career out of lending to the nonprofit organizations. Yes, it is a little more cumbersome getting started. That's why nobody's done it. But it's not that much more cumbersome. Once you have them approved, they're approved. You don't have to do the whole process again and again and again. You may want to update information as they come in, but for the most part, once they're approved, that's gone. So yes, it takes you a little longer maybe because there's more people to qualify. But once they are, they're qualified from here forward. Okay? Nonprofits, I can show you business than you might expect. If you're a consultant out there looking for business, a lot more business, then talk to vendors that you're dealing with. Not if any of them will loan to a nonprofit. If they do, give me that information. And we'll work with you approved and get you on track with a 203 with nonprofit. Okay, a big question on the internet this week was feasibility reports in Franklin versus a scope of information, SOR. There is much misinformation on the internet, particularly new guys, the new consultants out there, and old, very shitty lenders. There's a few out there. I'm going to try to get you to give them an SOR. And call it a feasibility. So let's define feasibility analysis first. HUD says we need to do that for $100. There's no way we're going to do it for $100. Go find someone else. Oh, really? You have $9? I'm not. That was a fee designed 25 years ago. And 25 years ago, real estate, the lenders were getting a percentage of that real estate to create it. The realtors get a percent of that sale as their commission. And guess what? Since 25 years ago till now, the value of those properties has been up and up. In doing so, they automatically get a raise. But the consultants are expected to continue charging that are 25 years old. Not going to happen in our business. More than that, what do we have to do when we drive out to the property? We have to spend time at inspection. Right there, you've got $350 just in that process. And right now. So, you know, this is not done for $100, so don't expect it for $100. It's just not going to happen. Most consultants today have a price their feasibility analysis accordingly. But a feasibility analysis is a very quick and dirty explanation of what is it going to take to bring this property to minimum property standards. That's all. Most people want more than that. We offer a minimum property standard feasibility analysis. We offer an enhanced feasibility analysis where we also give them two values. One is this is what it's going to cost to bring it to minimum property standards. And a second one, this is what it's going to bring it to the minimum standards and what you want to do to it. So you can see the whole picture. We charge a little for that because a lot more work involved. So what happens is we get out there and we bring it to HUD's property standards. Why is that important? Well, that's important because if this house has been sitting left alone for 25 years and Bill and Mary didn't do any rating, they didn't even keep the standard stuff up to safety standards, they should not be out to walk away with profit as if they did. Now they come and they list their house at a price like the same model down the street, except the same model down the street has a brand new kitchen and a bathroom. Bathrooms, a new roof, fresh paint inside and out, and their house hasn't been painted in years. And they have no updating. So a feasibility just gives value of what should not even be negotiable. If we come up with a feasibility analysis to bring it to HUD's minimum property standards, and let's say it's $20,000, bring it to HUD's minimum property standards, not counting that recent sale that just sold, had a new updated kitchen and a bathroom, so, but just to bring it to minimum property standards is not the value of that sold down the street. Next week. To do that, you have to do the entire or enhanced feasibility analysis. And the sellers need to come to the realization that they can't ignore property for 20, 30 years, ignore any update modernization, and expect the same price as a fully renovated house on the block, even though it's the same this week. It's just not going to. Feasibility analysis is bringing up some standards, and that's really a push the seller to pay for. And it helps you decide, you know, if the seller is asking, say, $300,000, but he's got all this maintenance of standards and safety issues, it comes to $30,000, then he should have $30,000 right away. Now, neighbor's house of the same model, it sold with a kitchen, new roof, things need to be taken into account too, so your offer needs adjusted downward. So I know there's in the room because I've said several calls a week, but and they do listen. Anyway, I see that we're coming up on break, so we'll be right back. If you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. We'd love to get some back and forth here. We'll be back after this short break, so stay tuned.
We found the perfect house. but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, welcome back. Gosh, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 867-6008. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's get back to disability reports. What's it used for? Okay, well, if the property is not listed yet, then, and you're a realtor and you're talking to the seller and the seller, these wild ideas that this house is going to sell just like the one down the street for $300,000, yet that house down the street has a new roof, updated kitchen, bathrooms, so forth, then it's a little of little expense for you to order a facility analysis. This is going to wake him up to the thing that are minimum property standards, okay, safety issues that surround his safety. He needs to back up. That or she needs to back for that at least that much, right? And if you want us to enhance the feasibility, which really brings him to reality, we'll put that kitchen in, bathroom. We'll put them in there in such a way you can easily come out or add them in. If you look at that house down the street that's the same model and it sold for $300,000, but updated kitchen, we'll have that. How much is that updated kitchen going to put it in his house? Now, to sell his for $300,000, then you have to put $8,000 into his house in order to sell that. Or sell it for $80,000 less. If the property's been listed for a long time and needs a good deal of work, that would get him to order it too. Have to do it up front before he lists. If it's been listed for a long time, and I know realtors that are pretty unscrupulous. The homeowner says, look, one just sold up to $300. Hey, we're happy to live $300. Write it in. And they don't worry about him to reality, sellers to reality. They don't worry yet. After 3 or 4 months not selling and getting no offers, they maybe we're listed too high. And they try him to reality at that point. So a good time also to do a feasibility analysis and let another professional in the business show you what you need to have that seller understand. But if you're the seller, need also a feasibility to give you the highest possible value for your home, because we're going to tell things that are on. And when a full cash offer comes into you, maybe yours is all listed as a fixer, but how much is it going to cost to make those changes, those repairs? A feasibility is going to pin that down for you. So if we say it's going to cost $80,000 to fix this house the way it should be, and an all-cash investor buyer comes in and says, we'll give you all cash, and it turns out that's $120,000 less, or $150,000 less, you know that you don't have that low, because you can find a buyer that's going to live in that house, helps your neighborhood better, and you can do make more money, put more in your own pocket. If you're a seller, you're an asset manager and you want to move more properties, write a feasibility analysis. Put a copy of that right in the. So when you're trying to sell it, you can say, hey, look at this. We've gone to the expense of a enhanced feasibility analysis. So if you want an updated kitchen, it'll cost about this for this house in this neighborhood and this quality of home. Your feasibility analysis is going to do all that for you. You don't want to build a $80,000 kitchen into a neighborhood that only has $25,000 kitchens. you're not going to recover your money. Okay, so don't think that every penny of your money can be recovered in the sale on an updated kitchen if you do it wrong. So now you've got somebody, a consultant, that is going to show you what is correct for this neighborhood. So, but a feasibility is quite often misunderstood. It is not a detailed report that you can send out to contractors to get a bid. It is not a specification of repairs. It is a down and dirty, fast look at what it's going to take to repair this house. We did one for two elderly women that just lost their sister and inherited the home in Walnut Creek, California. It's been a couple of years ago, but it was in a nice location. It was clearly the worst house in a nice neighborhood. But it had no updating for more than 50 years. What's it worth? Well, the realtor was smart enough to call us, and they put together a CMA, a comparative market analysis, to determine the value compared to other homes in the neighborhood. But how about considering the substandard condition of the home? So what we did is the realtor was smart enough to order a feasibility analysis so we could determine just what that house needs to bring it to the minimum property standards. In other words, what anybody should have been updating all those years and didn't. It wouldn't be fair to the buyer to expect more from the seller than to bring it to HUD's minimum property standards. Now, in that case, I remember the house pretty well. The kitchen was old. It was 50 years old, hadn't been updated at all. But it was functional. They had been using it right along. It had cabinets. It had countertops. But they were ugly. They wouldn't fly today in today's market. So you have to make a decision, you know. Health and safety feasibility would not have affected the kitchen and didn't. Luckily for us, they bought a enhanced feasibility, and I said what we would every buyer would likely update the kitchen in this house, and every buyer would likely update both bathrooms. The swimming pool was out in the backyard. I don't think they used it in 50 years, but they might have. But the feasibility analysis helped the seller see just exactly what happened. But it let them also see what would be the minimum if a low-balled offer came in by a slick salesperson or a buyer thinking he's going to buy the property for less than it's worth. They now are smarter because they have that enhanced feasibility analysis. So they know, yes, this $20,000 I have to do at my expense would just drop the price of the house $20,000 to cover those items of health and safety. But we're not there to update the kitchen. The guy can buy it as is. I'm not going to update the bathrooms or anything. And these are the costs of those things. So when that slick guy comes in and makes an offer, a lowball offer, rather than just taking the first offer that walks through the door, you can now say, well, that's a little high. I think I can get a kitchen in this neighborhood, a nice kitchen for X number of dollars. And you're saying that to update that kitchen would cost three times that. That's just not fact. So those are things and the reasons that you want to get a feasibility. Example two, we had a bank-owned property with major structural issues. No offer while it was on the market for 18 months, not one offer. We were hired by Wells Fargo and to do a feasibility analysis. So when we were asked to look at the property, we asked them to give us all in and all reports that you have, if you have a termite report. They did give us one report, and that was a red tag. Actually, they didn't give it to us. We saw it on the building because apparently this thing had a bedroom and a bathroom that was added without permits. So we had the red tag. So we knew that that had to be addressed for sure, but that also includes any pest reports you might have. If we're doing a feasibility and you want it to be as accurate as possible, we need all those reports that you already have. I'm not suggesting you run out and buy all those reports just yet. But if you have them, show them to the consultant. Provide them for us. That way we can be very accurate. In this particular case, I noticed subsidence on the back side of the house. The trees on the upper, this was on a very steep hill, and we got up around the back of it, and I noticed three retaining walls had failed. The land was like molten lava. It was, you could see the lumping and slumping. The trees, which did a standing straight up, were being pushed over at the base toward the house. So I knew that we had to replace these retaining walls with something that would hold that. And in that area, I was familiar with the, we had just done some work on a couple other houses that had the similar problems. And I had bids on those from some good contractors. So we were able to put something together. What was really funny was once I turned this in, and this is a major lender, I'm telling you. I don't want to embarrass Wells Fargo, but there's a major lender in the area. They're no longer doing the 203K, so this shouldn't hurt them any. And the truth is your defense. Anyway, but they failed to share relevant information. Turns out they had an engineer's report, and they paid something like $2,000 to get that report. And their REO manager commented to me that the cost of the feasibility analysis was so much less expensive than the engineer's report. And you found the same issues. And the cost analysis was the same exactly as the engineer report. Now, the engineer had a lot more detail about the problem, but he's doing a different kind of report. Okay, we're doing a down and dirty, quick assessment of this property. And we came in exactly the same amount to fix the problem as the engineer did. Now, not all consultants are going to do that. And the reason we did and were able to do it pretty darn accurately in that instance is that we had just done two more in the neighborhood. So we knew the problem and we knew the solution. And we knew the cost of that solution per a couple of different engineers. So in all cases, aren't quite like that, but... You should be up on that. If you see that kind of land movement, you need to do your homework. And those feasibilities, I think, to bring it to HUD's minimum property standards and address those issues, we charged $350 and gave them the same information. And then I wouldn't want to embarrass them further, but I'd get paid up front. It took us 6 months. They sold the house in 3 days. Once they had a report in the house, a buyer came by, looked at it, saw what it would cost would be, bought the house because he knew what it was going to cost to fix it up. And they made us wait 6 months, and repeatedly I had to contact him. Finally, I got a hold of the guy that my contact at their company that is currently a national sales manager of a different company, and he was able to pry the money loose from them. But he could have put it in escrow and sold it, you know, closed it out when he closed escrow. But it just irritates me sometimes. You do somebody a favor and it bites you. So we're going to be right back to talk about that again. But please, if you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. Toll free. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, we're right back with you. Again, call us at 888-627-6008 if you want to be part of the show. We're talking about the feasibility report. It's just a handy tool to have, and it takes the pressure off of the listing agent as they try to come up with a good, solid list price that'll get this house sold in a reasonable length of time. You can list it a little higher and take a smaller offer. So many things you can do, but these things are feasibility reports are available on 1 to 4 unit buildings. So you got a fourplex you're trying to sell and that had been ransacked. I know I had a single family house I leased to a new secretary I'd hired for her son. I leased it to her son. And he ended up not paying his electric bill and stripping all the copper out of the house, all the electric wires, kicking holes in all my drywall. So I've been doing these feasibilities for myself for a long time. Anyway, we usually pick up things that most contractors would overlook. And that's the difference in getting a feasibility report versus a contractor's bid. If the contractor comes out there and bids on 3 or 4 of your project and doesn't get the work, you're going to have a hard time getting them out there on a real job. So, but this is versus a full-blown SOR. I got a kick out of the lenders who can close a loan on an FHA 203B, which is the standard FHA loan that you've heard about since 1933. They close those loans in anywhere from 15 to 30 days in their sleep. And yet they'll ask for 45 to 60 days on a 203K. The problem is that they can't close them faster. Is that they want to do all of their work and get it completely finished before they call the consultant to do his. If you are a lender and you want to close these faster, get the consultant out there early. Let him start running down the field with you. It's called concurrent working, okay? So we're going to work concurrently with you, but we're carrying the ball on the left side of the field, and you're carrying one down the right. And at the end, we're going to be in the end zone together and get these things closed faster. I love this lender I found recently doing her first 203K. Told her exactly what to do. She did it. And she closed her first 203K, I think it was 28 days. And she said, man, I don't understand why people say it takes so long to close them. And I said, because you're unique. One, you followed instructions. Two, you didn't call me every day. You let me do my work and spent your time doing your work. And in 2 weeks, it all came together for you. And you were able to close the loan in a timely manner. So she's doing her second one right now. Anyways, if you want to get them closed faster, use a team. Okay? We got teams all over the country. I even, if I search 203K team, I popped up a couple of websites that weren't mine. So other people are pushing the team effort as well. And that's all good. You know, I applaud you for thinking that way because teamwork is essential with the 203K. Anyway, I also hear, I hear all the time that the 203K loan doesn't go high enough for our area. I was at a real estate association meeting talking at Vallejo, California a few years ago, and I said, has anybody ever had a 203K prospect and your 203K just didn't go high enough to cover your client's needs? And half a dozen guys raised their hands. Yeah, it doesn't. And I said, and let me tell you that the work was about $40,000, right? Yes. How did you know that? Well, how did I know that? The FHA 203K has a sister. It's called the Limited 203K. Any lender that does FHA loans can do the Limited 203K. And they do. And they don't have a clue as to what a full or standard 203K can do for their client. Or they do know what it can do and don't use it. Because they're not team players. They don't want to throw a commission out the door because they can't do the loan. And they're too lame to go get approved to do the full or 203K or the standard 203K. but we hear it all too often. The limited 203K actually inaccurately states that the maximum loan amount is $35,000 for construction. But if you read the fine print, that's $35,000 for construction, including costs and fees. Costs and fees run about $800. So the real life amount, loan amount, is going to be $34,200 or close to that. So you have $34,200. Now what? You've got to deduct any contingency reserve that that lender may require. Some lenders say we got to have no reserve. So we can go all the way to the 34.2, but that gives the contractor absolutely no cushion. Gives the homeowner absolutely no cushion in case something's found that needs a repair. A contractor cannot just cover it up. So they come to the homeowner and say, look, we ran into a problem. It's not a big problem. We can handle it for $800. Sorry, I don't have $800. Can't you take it out of the loan? No, because you had no contingency in that loan. So now what do you do? Can't cover it up. By law, contractor must repair anything that they find that needs repairing. So now we're between a rock and a hard place. So a lot of lenders say, no, we'll go with the same criteria as a standard 203K, 10%. And if the utilities are off, 15%. Other lenders say, no, I want an absolute 20% on every limited 203K. Well, 20% of $34,000, $35,000, let's say, is $7,000. So that's $7,000 you take away from the 34.2. Are we hearing this? That means you could only go to about $28,000 in your actual contractor's bid. I think it may be $28,280 or something like that, if I recall. But it's going to be somewhere in that vicinity, not $35,000. Not what you thought. And there is a check valve on this product. If at any time those amounts are overreached, you cannot go back. It becomes a full or standard 203K, and there is no going back. So what happens when you got a lender that is not approved to do a standard 203K? You have a lender that sees his commission going down the toilet. So rather than have that, he tells the realtor, you don't need a payday today. We need to find a house that needs less work. Now, if you're a realtor listening to this, you need to hook yourself up with a lender who can do the standard and limited 203K. And that'll never happen to you. You won't get tossed out and go find another property when it can be closed. $40,000 is not the upper limit. I'm doing one right now at $529,000 in construction cost. And the consultants that are listening out there, no, I'm not getting $1,000 for it. I'm getting a lot more. So anyway, you can't do a $500,000 project, do the scope of work on it for the same price you can do a $100,000 project. And anybody with common sense would know that. So the problem in getting our raise that is so overdue, we haven't had a raise since 1994. So the problem is that there was nobody sitting at the desk. The HUD commissioner was a seat that was vacant. And nobody had the balls to stand up and get that job done and give us the reward or the increase that we did. If you just, you know, they deregulated appraisals, fees, because they saw the problem, and they should have automatically then added us in there and deregulated our fees. The market will dictate if we're charging too much, we won't get the business. What a novel idea. The capitalist system works when utilized. Okay, let's see. So we've got a lender that's only approved for limited 203Ks. That's up to $35,000, blah, 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 not really. But if you're a realtor and your lenders only do the limited 203Ks, you need to know that. So when you get a project and you take these people to your buddy Jim, the loan officer over here, and you know that Jim can only do up to $35,000, and the bid comes in at $35,000 or $34,999, once you put the contingency reserve and the costs and fees on that, he's over. Now it's a standard or full 203K, and a consultant must be brought in. Or you have to go find a new lender if he doesn't do the standard because he didn't understand the nuances about the costs and fees that have to be added in. These lenders are not team players. They're out to get their commission in spite of you getting yours. They don't care if you get yours as long as they get theirs. So they make you go out and do more work when you've already found this client a house and he qualifies for the $40,000. And now you got to go do your job again and find another house that only has $28,000 in repairs needed or less. So you need to pay attention to what's going on and make sure that you've got a team in place that can handle full or standard 203Ks as well as limited. The buyer is not well served by these people in most cases. They should have been up front and confessed that there's another product out there that will do what you need, but you're going to have to go to a different lender, and I recommend this one. But what they've done is they've just shot themselves in the foot. They won't get a commission for referring that loan. They won't get any part of that commission. So what do? You, as the realtor, must be aware of what's going on. Let's see here. When I asked a loan officer at a small loan company that only did limited, I said, do you do the standard also? He says, I don't know. I had to call another agent in the office over, and the three of us talked. They had great questions, but they were not aware that there was a thing called the standard 203K. They only did the limited. And they were turning lots of realtors away, saying, go find a property that doesn't need so many repairs. It's beyond our scope. It's beyond our ability to loan. That's crazy. Now, even Fannie Mae loans up to 50% of the purchase price towards, on top of the purchase price, up to 50% can be used for construction on their fixer product, the home style loan. So, when we went on talking, we found out there's a casino in the area, and I asked how many Native Indians seeking to purchase real estate? The answer was emphatically yes. Why would I ask that question? Native Americans can buy properties, fixers, at 2.5% down payment. And these Indians are, right now, that have affiliations with casinos, you know, the Modoc Indians are getting $35,000 a month each. $35,000 a month each, and they don't know how to spend it. But they could certainly spend it on a house. It would be the 184 program for Native Americans. The 184 program, not a 203K, you could still consult for. They can build brand spanking new homes on native land, on vacant land, on land that's never had a house on it before. Okay, that's the FHA 184. If you want to know more about it, call us. Works just like a 203K otherwise, but the unique aspect is that you can build it on virgin land, not native land, virgin land. 2.5% down payment. But with that kind of money income, they could probably pay it off pretty quick. Anyway, our final break of the day. Please call us at 888-627-6008 to be part of the show when we be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We found the perfect house. but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, welcome back. Gosh, I'm glad you're here with us today. Appreciate it. Call us 888-627-6008 to be part of the program. Ask your questions. We were just talking about FHA's limited 203K versus the standard. Standard, every county in America has a maximum loan amount. And if you want to know what it is in York County, do a search on any of your search engines for maximum county, FHA county loan limits. And it'll pop up, and then type your county in there, and it'll tell you exactly what the maximum loan amount is. Now, we do it. We have done many, many times. We've done work in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is like, I think it was 679. They loan up to 679, 250, if I recall. That's pretty healthy. Puts you in most neighborhoods. Not necessarily most neighborhoods of San Francisco, but outside of the immediate city in the downtown, you could probably find some decent buys. But it also works in Marin County. But I got a call the other day. A client is buying a fixer for $1.25 million. Fannie Mae, FHA, don't go that high. What can we do, if anything, to help this client? Well, I'm dealing with a home that has a purchase price of $1.25 million. Needs lots of work. The client thinks it's going to take about $400,000 to fix it up. Well, that makes, we got to have a loan of $1.6 million, $1.7 million. Well, we have lenders with those kind of programs. They're in-house programs. They're done inside the bank, and they're not sold off, okay? But if your client has got the kind of money to buy a $1.2 million, he probably has the $400,000, but he had one client that was paying $1.25 million for a property in Woodside a few years ago, and they were going to need $650,000 in renovations. There was multiple houses on the lot. I think there was 9, and we were going to cut it down to 3 because the other 6 were really poorly constructed. But that fits a 203K. If she was going to pay cash for it anyway, I know I got a phone call, and she said, I'm about to lose this deal because we can't close the loan. I said, well, you're putting 1.25 down. Yeah, I said, close the loan, and we'll do a refi and get you the $650,000 refi. Okay. So, you know, these things are all possible. It's all in the way you look at things. So if you've got a problem and you need someone to talk to, if you're a consultant, a realtor, whatever, and you've got an issue, I don't care where you are in the country, if you've got a problem and you want us to help you figure it out, we're happy to do that. It's kind of what we do. So, in one case, you can pay the $1.25 million and then borrow the rehab money of $400,000. Or you can pay $1,000 and borrow, $1 million and borrow the $650,000 for the balance of the purchase price and the renovation. But there's another loan out there that a lot of people don't understand or don't know about. And this other loan is an in-house product by several lenders. It's not just by one lender. We know of two right now. And I have to laugh because I sat in on a seminar a while back with my good friend. We're just going to call him Greg for right now. And I'm listening to Greg talk about this in-house program. The interest rate on FHA at that time was about 4.5% for a construction loan. Home style, about 4.5%. He was telling his clients, banking customers, that this new loan program goes up to $3 million in purchase and renovation, or refinance and renovation. It's only good for single family houses. It's only good for their clients that have a bank account at their bank. How easy is that to get if you just go open a new account if you have to? But he was telling me it was like 3% interest at that time. Now, that's quite a while ago. I don't know what it is today, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not a lender, and I'm not suggesting you get 3%, but you might. It's certainly worth a call. If you're a well-heeled investor or buying your own house, looking for a house, and you need that kind of money, that's great. Might just fit your needs. But there's other products out there. If you've ever gone and done a 203K program and get near the end and something pops up and your contingency is already used up, or your contingency just not enough to handle it, there's several products out there. I know you can get an unsecured product with your signature in about 3 hours for $40,000. There's another guy, a lender I saw out there the other day that will loan $75,000 mainly to complete projects that are short of funds, and knowing that you're going to refinance and combine those two loans. But the $3 million on a fixer loan is amazing to me. Wow. A lot of calls last week from realtors who deal with FHA foreclosures. They've never heard of the Good Neighbor Next Door program until last week when I mentioned it. So I'm going to talk about it again today. This tells me that the consultants out there that are complaining there's not enough work for everyone are not doing their job. You know, you have to do some marketing. You cannot sit around and wait for HUD or a call to come from the HUD list. You know, a friend of mine was in Blytheville, South Carolina. How many renovation projects are going to happen in Blytheville, South Carolina? So we had him go to 3 miles away into Columbia, South Carolina, and get a post office box and put his address in Columbia. Gee whiz, that helped his business immensely because people could find him. You know, I mean, he doesn't have to drive any further to do the job than he did yesterday, but now they can find him. So if you live near a big city, you may want to get a P.O. box in that big city and change your address on the HUD list. I can't believe the number of HUD consultants I call to give them jobs, and the phone doesn't ring there anymore. They've changed their phone number. You don't have to change your phone number. If you change carriers, you can take your phone with you. Anyway, it's hilarious to see how some of these things go, but if you haven't already taken our course, by your comments you haven't, then sign up. Nothing is free, certainly not your education. I love Ben G and all his free education that he provides, continuing education. He also provides a 203K class. Do you want to take a 203K class from somebody who's never been a consultant and doesn't have the first idea of the real life issues that consultants run into? Or do you want to take our class? If you answered Ben, again, I love him. I think he's great, and I think he's great for the industry. But if you're going to be a consultant, I recommend you find out how to market yourself from a consultant's point of view who's successful at it, not someone who's been trying or training you to get more money from you every time you turn around. That's not what we do. We're going to give it all to you at the first shot. Anyway, your choice. Choose wisely. Consultants, if you've ever been told, have you ever been told, you forgot the case number on my paperwork? And then they want you to retype it with the case number in place. Well, I have to laugh at that because you can't order the case number until you have our report. So they didn't give you the case number in a timely fashion. You know, if they're going to give us the case number up front, great, but they can't until we have our report finished. So our report's never going to have a case number. It's got a place for it, And if they send it to us, we were happy to put it in there and give it to them. We may charge them something, a nominal fee for doing that, since they didn't give it to us in a timely fashion. But these case numbers are ordered after our report is completed, because they have to have that scope of work in order to hand the appraiser when they order the appraisal. So it's a catch-22 for sure. There isn't a week that goes by that we don't get asked to, can you put the case number on there? You forgot it. With all your experience, I can't believe you forgot it. Well, let's say it differently. I can't believe you forgot it, Mr. Linder, because it wasn't available when we did our report. But if you're a 203K or Homestyle Renovation Mortgage Lender and would like to try our software for free, kick the tires, see what it is, you may find, because of the reports that are coming into you right now, right and left, are many times inadequate to close the loan. If you had our software in your branch, you may find that you could do a little bit of typing and kick out a lot of forms that you are not getting from your current consultant. We provide a lot more than you expect. At a not too long ago, there was a underwriters meeting, and our software output was voted easiest to underwrite by 98% margin over our competition. 98% of the underwriters liked what we provided more than anything else they were given on a close. And if your consultant is not turning in an inspection report on the property for every 203K they do, then they are shortchanging you, and you will get audited at some point, and you'll have to add a home inspection type report. It is not a home inspection, but it is a construction inspection. It's a property inspection report. So anyway, I see we're heading up to the end of our show today. Thanks for being with us, and I know you are there. I get a lot of calls. Had you called in today, you would have been, well, one of syndicated to over 97 different networks that we are now syndicated to, including iHeartRadio. So welcome, iHeartRadio. We appreciate you, too. Thank you for being with us today. Join us next week on Sunday between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This broadcast is coming to you direct from our Las Vegas, Nevada office. We look forward to seeing you next time. Bring your questions or call in. Send them in by email, however, and we will address them next week. Thanks again for joining us.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now, and let's get your home makeover projects done right.